Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily lives. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana in the Flathead Valley. And I hope to be joined by Mark Waltz and Ann Ortley from New York. But we never know who actually shows up. We'll find out. In the meantime, I have some interesting thoughts on the new moon in Capricorn that just occurred yesterday. We had the sun and Venus and the moon all conjunct in Capricorn. But you can feel the difference in the last 24 hours as both the moon and Venus entered Aquarius. Now, that new moon in Capricorn was right after both the sun and the moon and had conjunct Pluto. And Mercury's coming to conjunct Pluto next week. So we had a lineup of five planets in the sign that I think of Martin Luther King as my favorite example, and I've used that many times, of somebody who could dive to have a vision and be able to walk it up to the tops of the mountains. And whenever we have this Capricorn, we need goals and places to go and things to do. Now, if we have this new industriousness, it's very helpful for New Year's resolutions. But if we don't feel like our work is on target, or we don't feel that we're to doing what we want to do or heading in that direction, it can be a really frustrating time. And I hope this week, because we're still echoing from that new moon, that all of us take a chance to inventory our lives, look at what's not working, and think, what would we like to do instead? To think about our work, where is our goal? Where would we like to be in 10 years? And what step we can take today towards that? Because the Capricorn energy gives us patience for the long haul, as long as we feel like we're actually headed there. But we can feel absolutely allergic to dead ends and frustration with it. We also, Capricorn's response to stress is to get into control, is to be controlling. And how do we want to do that in a way? How do we handle the process of being in control of our lives, but accepting that we're constantly co-creating with spirit? It's we can do our end of the work, but not try to control others and let them have authorship over their own life in the process. And that can be really hard to do with people that you love. With people that work for you, with people, your children. And I think one of the hardest places to do that is with our parents. And I've heard many clients this week having trouble letting their older parents take risks. Or they want to just put them in a safe place. They want to get them in assisted living right away. And for one of those cases that I spoke of, that was essential in its time. But for the others, I felt it was more about the anxiety of the person than about what the parents actually needed. So I nudged them to think about that process. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to be taking some calls. We've got a few more things to talk about before that. But if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8881. And if you are on the line, you have to press 1 to get put in the host call line. And so I will call on you in the order that I see you, in the order that you've raised your hands. So back to today, the sun and moon are in Aquarius in a few days. The moon and Venus are in Aquarius. In a few days, the Sun enters in Aquarius, and a week after that, Mercury enters Aquarius. And Aquarius talks about the big picture. It's an interesting kind of paradox, Aquarius. It is a fixed air sign. And that sounds almost oxymoronic. Air is wind. It moves. But a fixed air sign, I think of as the people in a circle where we are sitting still and communicating. It is the place where we can create that sense of connection in and aware of the community at large or the world at large or our philosophy. Now, Aquarius can help us come out of a very personal life, and over the winter months, both Venus and Mars were in introspective yin signs. Mars is still in Scorpio, and Venus was in Capricorn until yesterday, or till today. So we see a slow movement of the planets out of this deep introversion into a more outgoing, extroverted, connected side. Now, if in that process we can start losing our connection with individuals that we know and love, we can begin to have that sense of we can more aware of what the world needs, what the universe needs, and not what we need. So in the process, pardon my dog barking in the background, I can't reach him and get him to shush. And everybody, including my dogs, are feeling more talkative since Venus went into Aquarius and the Moon went into Aquarius. Venus and Mars are now both in fixed signs, and, you know, at least will be until Mars heads into Sagittarius later. If the now Mars, and in Mars is conjunct Jupiter, it's pulling away from that conjunction, but still pretty tightly in there. Now, that Mars Jupiter conjunction in Scorpio is brought up a real feistiness for people. And I've noticed that when people do get into an argument, they may not do it too often, but when they do, it's hard to let it go. And of course, our governmental representatives seem to be doing a great job of just that, holding on to old arguments instead of getting places. But the I want in relationships to notice with Venus and Mars and fixed signs, it's not easy to shift people once they you see that jaw set, once you see those heels dig in, that it's better to take a break and come at it from a less adversarial position, more about moving forward with grace, asking good questions, you know, and stand back and see if not can you prove them wrong, but can you understand them? And that if you try to take the leadership there and try to understand them, get out of win-lose into more like, can we understand each other? Then they can too. Fixed signs act like that cornstarch and water. You know, that remember when you play with that with a kid? If you press on it, it becomes a solid. But if you pour it, it's a liquid. And so when if you end up in a tense place with someone you know and love, or with anybody at work, notice that the more you press, the more solid it becomes. That you have to take the opposite position and just see if you can shift it into understanding, or where, you know, what's the one thing that we can find to agree on to create commonality, and then approach the subject again from there. So keeping an eye on that this week. So the Sun has moved out of its tight square to Uranus as well. Uranus is now moving forward in Aries, and I think you're going to see it's an exact quincunx to Mars, which is also kind of irritating, but that irritating energy can also help us get going and get movement happening. Irritating energy needs a direction, and then it becomes fuel rather than tension. Whether you've got irritating, difficult aspects in your own natal chart or we're experiencing them now by transit. So that Mars-Uranus in conjunct, which can make people irritable, is an important place to notice, minor mechanical failures or quick ticks of temper, that if you can help move that through and just notice that and breathe through it rather than believe the story that your mind sparks off on you. But that we might have felt like we had changes to make, changes we really wanted to do, that got put on hold while Uranus retrograded for the last few months, and we had side issues and personal stories, and now those changes start flowing through us, making things happen. In 2 weeks, we have a full moon in Leo, opposed to Sun in Aquarius, and that full moon coming up, we can start feeling now. We'll talk more about it time comes, because it's also a lunar eclipse, partial, not visible around here, but that will be at a time when we're looking at our need to be visible, our need to party, our need to have a full life, our need to do things that make us feel special and to feel honored and respected. And on the other side of it, how do we take care of everybody and take care of the whole? On a good day, we can shine for the sake of the community, and that is how the moon in Leo works with the sun in Aquarius. On a bad day, we can also find that we're not taking care of ourselves and that we're facing burnout in some part of our lives because we're putting other people too far forward. And that this full moon eclipse is really requiring that we do this together, that we balance those two. So I'm going to start taking calls. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8881. And you can call in and then raise your hand by hitting 1. And hello, area code 207, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I've had a question. Well, should I give you my birth information?
Yes, please.
Okay. I was born in Aegean, Greece, August 30th, 1961. I'm not sure of the time.
1961, okay. And we don't know time. Do you know morning, noon, or night? Okay.
I really don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's your question?
I've had a few years of instability in my living situation, and I finally moved into an apartment on January the 4th. I'd like to know how you see this working out for me. Do you see it long term? Is it going to be more
stable? And I know that
stable?
Moon in Taurus of yours, it's not fun for you not to have a house, that you really need that stability, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And it's not an option. It's really important for the rest of your chart. And Jupiter has just been going through your 12th house. So you've been able to repair a lot of old wounds and had some support that you haven't had before over the last year. And Jupiter is coming across your ascendant. So you will probably feel more visible and appreciated than you have for a while, starting in about a month. So I think that this new stability will actually be really helpful for you. Now, did you get this through funding or through the kindness of others?
I got it to help, mm-hmm. Through the state.
Mm-hmm. Good. Because then it's not based on personality issues. And I think that begins that once you've gotten this firm base, it was important for you to have that time and feel more connected to other people, and you did.
Yes.
And it looks like, you know, that work hasn't been easy for you for a while, but you do so much better when, I mean, you like to work. And
yes,
what happened to your work situation? Because it looks like that, you know, that you had to sort of start over again.
Well, actually, I'm disabled. I'm facing a few surgeries. I have physical disabilities that I have to, and I haven't been able to do anything because I haven't had a stable home life for the past few years. I have no place to recover, you know,
right.
So I'm first going to hopefully be getting things done soon.
I think you will. And not only that, I think that maybe it's a volunteer job, but it looks like, you know what other handicapped people who are feeling homeless need.
Yes.
And that you're naturally a compassionate person that likes to solve other people's problems. And I want you to kind of look for a job where you are, whether it's a part-time, you know, you can work up to 13 hours a week and be on disability, or whether it is, and I think it might even be more, I know that much, or if it's a volunteer job, but it starts giving you more community, where you can just be there for other people who are in bad situations. Wait until you're kind of recovered yourself, but it really looks like that is going to be a part of what you do next. Does that make sense?
How do you? Mm-hmm. Yes. How do you see the social aspects of the area I'm living in now?
How do you mean?
I mean, I seem to be. I'm a much busier area. Do you see me becoming more involved in the community here?
Yes, I do. Give yourself about 3 months of just getting settled and appreciating that. Your progressed moon goes into Gemini in about 3 months, and you'll be much more comfortable talking to people and connecting with them and finding out what's going on and knowing how to use the mobility services that help you get around. And your Jupiter will be in your first house, and you'll feel much more comfortable communicating with people.
Oh, good.
And I just feel like there's a lot happening in your life that starts to make sense of what you've been through.
Oh, I hope so.
Because, you know, it makes no sense at the moment. But,
no, it doesn't.
You notice what you've learned. You notice what you know now that you can help another person with. You notice, you know, how much karma you've burned through.
Yes.
And all of that seems to be working through the process that should kind of give you more enthusiasm in the next phase of your life.
Yes, good.
I mean, it's been a while. You've been going through it.
Oh, yeah, at least 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So is there any other specific question that you want me to get to?
Maybe if you see any more financial resources.
You always have to work hard for your money. I mean, it looks like you never have to worry about being that poor again. But it's not like you win the lottery.
All right.
That you're moving into a time of financial steadiness. Saturn is going through your second house, so for the next 2 years, it's, you know, it's close to the bone. There's not a lot of money, but there's enough to pay what you need to pay. And that you're learning, you're putting together all of these patterns around how to handle your money, and you're handling them in a different way so that you'll never be poor again.
Right. Good.
And so when I think in about 2 years, the finances get a little bit more comfortable, like you've kind of caught up on some old things and you might have found a slight income stream to support your handicap, your disability. But you'll be so good at living carefully that you'll be able to run with that money. You'll be able to work with it.
Oh, good. That's very good.
Yeah, I often find, I mean, Ann here, I often find when Saturn...
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Heather. I had a thing I was on and I finished up. When Saturn's going through your second, it's a really good opportunity to think about what you want to do for the next big chapter. So you often are, you know, you're kind of paying attention to how much is coming in, but it's really laying the seeds. And so because now you're in a new location, that gives you this kind of new opportunity to connect with people and build a foundation, because you're putting down roots for the next 29 years. So it's a really nice, think of it as a springtime. You know, you're planting a lot of stuff, but you're not going to, until we get to August, you're not going to be able to eat it, but you're going to be growing things. So that part's very helpful.
Oh, good.
And that also
is
kind of a springtime for you again, where you're growing, you know, you're healing and you're growing in a new way. So that's good too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a much better location where I am now. It's much busier. It's more populated.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also, you know, when you move into a new neighborhood, you've also got, you know, it gives you like a rejuvenation energy, really. You know, like, oh, okay. You know, new places to try. You know, there's new diners. There's new movie theaters. There's, you know, people, you know, there's community stuff you can do. And it does look like the community piece is positive for you. So that part's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Beautiful. And so we're going to say goodbye to you and good luck.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
You take care. Good luck with it. Here's to good healing in this earthy year ahead of us.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, Anne, how are you?
I'm good. I had to do a webinar with Astrology Hub tonight on the new moon, so I finished that up. And yeah, it was good. It went well, and I finished that up, and then I'm like, oh, I can hop on to the last part of the show.
And I was talking about the new moon a few minutes ago, and you've just finished a talk on that. Got some pointers that you would like to share with us?
Well, I think that the key is the, you know, it's we had the Venus star point, which is part of it, you know, so it's six planets in Capricorn. And so the Venus star point starts an eight-year cycle. The new moon starts a two-and-a-half-year cycle, the 30-day cycle. And, of course, Pluto in Capricorn is a 250-year cycle. And Saturn's in there, too. He's a little on the edge, but a lot of new beginning energies. So it's very potent. And I think, you know, when we're looking at the country, you know, we're having Pluto in Capricorn is, of course, the United States Capricorn. The Venus and the Sun and the Moon are all on the U.S. Pluto. So it's helping us define what our vision for our country is and what our vision for our world is and what our vision, you know, what is it we're willing to dedicate to. And because there's super fertility, because the Jupiter and the Mars is sextile to the Capricorn planets, great time to plant seeds. Now, you don't have to do a lot. You just have to, you know, kind of go throw them out in the field and see what takes root between March and April, when Saturn and Jupiter both station to go retrograde. So our job, like, you want to do a book in the next 3 years, you want to get married, you want to have a baby, you want to build a studio, you want to build a swimming pool, you want to do your career, kind of get a vision under this new moon, because it's a really potent moon. And the North Node is on the point of fame with Ceres out of bounds, inviting us to create. So it's grow, baby, grow, with the idea being, what is it I'm trying to grow here? And the more we can grow, baby, grow, the better. So I think it's a really juicy moon. And I know myself, I'm going to do stuff. A lot of times I like to do rituals on the new moon, because it's kind of like I'm going to do one almost every day I know I'll miss a day or two. My life doesn't do it, but we get till we get to the full moon. Because it's Earth too, so Earth moves. You know, it wants us to say, "Really, what do you want?" You go, "Yeah, I really want it." You really, what do you want? You go, "Yeah, I really want it." So it's allowing that Earth energy to really manifest in form. But Earth and water make mud, and we're seeing those mountains roll down the hills in California. So
yes,
we know that this energy is really active. It's really potent energy. That, mm-hmm. and, you know, if we watch how it manifests on Earth, we go, this is in pretty intense stuff coming through. Let's figure out how to work with it productively. And I think for all of us, it's, you know, when you have this much stuff in the sky, it helps if you go, yeah, how do I want to work with it productively? What would that actually
Yeah, there's
look
been
like?
A couple of volcanoes kind of
yep.
whispering and blowing, a couple of earthquakes. Things are shifting and moving.
Mm-hmm. Earth
and,
is busy.
You know, that's
yep.
one of geomancy. When everything's shifting and moving, mm-hmm. and it's a good time to see what you need to shift and move.
Yeah.
Yep. Is there that it's easier to switch gears and get something started?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to point out that if you it's drive, baby, drive, but if you are not, if you don't know where you're driving to, don't just ride over other people roughshod. And it can be very tempting to just manipulate others to have something to do. But really,
right.
it is about remembering your plans, keeping back to your priorities. If you're frustrated, think about the long-term goals. Because Capricorn doesn't, you know, it's happy to have you clean out a drawer, but it wants you to clean out a drawer because you're getting ready to sell the house and move to Zimbabwe. It wants you to think about what, you know, the little chores help if they're part of the bigger plan.
Right.
So the bigger plan may be, you know, 50 years away. But
mm-hmm.
if what you're doing now is contributing towards it, it helps that unhappiness and the frustration which can build up.
Right. Yeah, because Capricorn can be very frustrating because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, and you're like,
and
oh,
there's
on.
A Mars-Uranus quincunx that's really leaving people a little on edge.
Yeah.
And
people are fully stressed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I mentioned before, family responsibilities. A lot of people are wrestling with it this week. You know, it's a good time to assess. And if everything's going fine in your family, maybe it's a good week to sit down and tell your folks, look, I feel better if there's plans. So, you know, I hope you never need them. But just in case, what do you want to do if these things happen?
Mm-hmm.
And really leave that in line. Which will help others.
Yeah, because, you know, when the inevitable does happen to all of us, it's like, where's the papers and what do we need to do
mm-hmm.
to get it done?
Mm-hmm.
And for mm-hmm. some people, I mean, I have a couple clients really working on some health stuff with their folks, you know, that
mm-hmm.
the parents are really
yep.
having some health things and they have to step in and, you know, they're the caretaker or they're the person who's going to be the one doing the work, so... So it's a great time for organizing, too, because
right.
Mercury is in
Plan,
Capricorn.
Make it make
yeah.
sense, yes.
You know, simming it down, kind of organizing it, putting it all in one place so it's easily accessible and people can find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's really interesting energy, too. How
mm-hmm.
are you experiencing that, the inconjunct? How has that one been showing
up
for you?
The inconjunct, I have noticed that my tail can twitch very quickly, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling it too badly myself. I'm watching, we're getting work done on the house, and
mm-hmm.
the poor guy working on the house was getting so frustrated with some of the technical difficulties. But they fixed quickly,
mm-hmm.
but they were still up in the air, and I'm just looking at the headlines on the papers and watching people's irritation coming up. Oh,
yeah.
Talking about family responsibilities, that family that was found to have 13 children that was
mm-hmm.
Tied up was a powerful new moon in Capricorn, but that was
yeah.
revealed and that misuse of family.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some nice aspects coming up this week as Mercury sextiles Neptune, so use your imagination. Oh, when the moon goes into Pisces this weekend, be kind to your feelings, be kind to one another's hearts. And
mm-hmm.
And it's time for us to go. Yeah, this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Montana. And we look forward to talking to you next week. And Ann
Ortley from New York, the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side. So big hugs. And we're sponsoring a class in New York. Feel free to
mm-hmm.
join us and sign up the first weekend, the second weekend, the March. It's on the website.
March.
So March.
Take care.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody. Have a
Wonderful.
Great week, Heather.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Take care.